plans for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Come on.
What's up, y'all? It is your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
And we back with another episode of Random Unnamed Podcast. Well, first and foremost, let me just get into this real quick. We finally know Baby Yoda's real name, and sadly, it's not Baby Yoda. No fucking shit.
Like, come on, people. Like,
if his name was Baby Yoda, they would be like, hey, yo, Baby Yoda.
Right, right. And they would have confirmed that a long fucking time ago.
No, I think his name is Grogu.
Yeah, it's Grogu. Hold on. I'm gonna pull up the scene where they actually talk about it with Ahsoka, which I'm ecstatic for. Like, so, if you've been listening to the show recently, you'll know that we've been watching it in two episode fucking shit. Segments. So what we've been doing is watching it, you know, two episodes at a time. And whatnot. But the moment I read online that it was, you know, we all knew Ahsoka was coming this episode, which wasn't an issue. It's just, for me, Ahsoka has always been one of my favorite characters of the Star Wars universe.
It's right after they were done talking.
It's like right here, right around here. Like right here, I think. Remember, we don't own the rights to any of this. We're just using it for its effect and for y'all. If you haven't watched the
Mandalorian, she already said it.
Did she? No, she didn't. She hasn't said it.
It's when she says,
yeah, she doesn't say anything.
She said she sent him down first. Then yeah,
yeah. It's like right after this. Remember, we don't own the rights to this. We're just playing it. If you haven't watched Mando yet, spoilers.
Is he speaking? Do you understand him?
In a way, Grogu and I can feel each other's thoughts.
Grogu?
Yes. That's his name.
I also like the fact that right here, they also give him a backstory.
Grogu.
Right? Because now Ahsoka is going to go into...
He was raised at the Jedi Temple on Coruscant. Many masters trained him over the years. At the end of the Clone Wars, when the Empire rose to power, he was hidden. Someone took him from the temple. Then his memory becomes dark. He seemed lost. Alone. I've only known one other being like this. A wise Jedi master named Yoda.
We got name dropped Yoda. So, I mean, for me, I look at it as one, they give him a backstory for why he's so important. Two, they're giving him a name so we can finally stop calling him Baby Yoda or the child. We finally got a name of Grogu. And later on in the show, towards the end, after the badass fucking lightsaber, not even a lightsaber duel,
just a duel,
just a duel. Here we go. And then there's this scene which gives him that leads into the next episode.
There's one possibility. Go to the planet Tython. There you will find the ancient ruins of a temple that has a strong connection to the Force. Place Grogu on the Seeing Stone at the top of the mountain.
Then what?
Then Grogu may choose his path. If he reaches out through the Force, there's a chance a Jedi may sense his presence and come searching for him. Then again, there aren't many Jedi left.
Thank you.
May the Force be with you.
Now, at that point, when Ahsoka says, "May the Force be with you," my next thought was, "All right, Mando, you got to respond with, 'This is the way.'" Like, come on! I was expecting that, you know.
But then again, Mando is already in a period of time where Jedi's technically,
I mean,
not around.
Yeah.
I mean, at this time, I believe Luke may still be out there somewhere, or he's
so. Mrs. Skittles and I were talking about this, and we believe. This is, and remember, there's a lot of times where Ahsoka didn't really know. I mean, I guess she could somehow learn about Luke,
yeah,
in one way or another. But I'm going to assume that this was about 10 to 15 years, or about 10 to 12 years after episode 6. I believe this is right around the time that Luke is starting the school that they talk about so heavily in 8, and shortly before Ben turns into Kylo. I think this is right around that time. So the ruin, I mean, so, we don't know who's coming. Obviously, we will get another Jedi at some point during this season.
Now, this is the thing, though. It could be from any Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
From a Star Wars series, like it could even be fucking the dude who played the Joker in Gotham. From the game,
yeah, there's rumor that it's gonna be him as one of the whatchamacallit.
Now the approach that Mandalorian's taking on that the Mandalorian story is taking right now is they're pulling something way back, like that shit right there. The Jedi Order,
yeah, which is what the Jedi Order used to be called before.
Yeah,
it became Jedi.
Now all this is coming from the lore of Knights of the Republic or Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, so I think this is a good way that they're incorporating not only the Rebels and Clone Wars. Cartoon series that we used to watch, but it's also including stuff from different video games as well.
Because the video games, like as far as Knights of the Republic and Knights of the Old Republic, they take years, like fucking years before, way before episode 4, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. All this shit, the Old Republic and whatnot, it really just is the story that they created. But it all, you know, because we all, from episode 1 to episode 9 is roughly, I think they've said roughly it's 60, 70 years? I mean, I don't even think it's really that much, but I mean, it's a short time frame.
Mm-hmm.
We have thousands of years before the Skywalker saga that they can get into. which is what the video games have gotten into and everything like that. Plus, there's a new comic book series that's coming out early next year, I believe, that it gets into like 1,000 years before the Skywalker saga.
Mm-hmm.
And it's comic book related. So I'm looking forward to that.
No, you know. So about Grogu though. Back to Grogu. So we have some people are trying to say that that this technically could be Yoda's kid that he had with Yadi.
Yeah. So I look at it as yes, it is a very well possible that it is Yoda's child. Okay, Yoda and Yadi. Hey, and if they connect it that way, cool, not a problem. I honestly don't have a problem with that. But until it's fucking confirmed, can we all stop fucking just assuming that it's Yoda's child? Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, does it look like Yoda? Yes. Is it the same creature as Yoda? Yes. But Yoda is not the only creature of that kind. Now, my question is, okay, is if it is Yoda's child, then Yoda broke the Jedi code.
No, he broke it. It wouldn't be a surprise to me that he did that, because he's already broken more than just the code and just by destroying the ancient text and everything like that.
Yeah, no, I know, I understand that. But it is so, in the first three movies, episode 1, 2, and 3, it is so focused on Anakin falling in love with Padme and being told that it's against the Jedi Order for him to fall in love with people or fall in love with somebody and have that relationship. Not only that, if this is Baby Yoda's child, if this is Yoda's child that he had with Yadi,
Baby Yoda been slinging dinks since he was 5, or
right?
Baby Yoda having Baby Yodas,
right? If this is Yoda's child that he had, that means he broke the Jedi code. But at the same time, how many times in the Clone Wars cartoon show series did Obi-Wan mention
Duchess Satine?
Exactly, of Mandalore. You know,
I was just about to touch on that too. So I think in the Jedi Order, there is the rule where you cannot fall in love, which basically, it's not the love part that the Jedi don't want happening. It's the creation part.
Mm-hmm.
But however, if you are the last of your kind, or if your kind is on the brand of extinction,
mm-hmm,
you are able to mate and to preserve your own your species and whatnot. That's the only time where the Jedi Council would be like, all right, go here's a couple of magnums. Mm-hmm. Don't know why you need them. Just go ahead and fuck. Go ahead and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there is one person in the Jedi Council that was in the Jedi Council. I forgot his name. He does continue his bloodline, I believe. I forgot his name, but he's also in the shot of the console where Anakin is talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm. So this page that I'm reading right now,
I think he's in one of the shots that's on this page.
Oh, what the fuck? So this page, it's the top 12 most likely Jedis that will range from least likely to most likely will meet Grogu on Tython. Number 12 is Mara Jade. Is the icon of Star Wars Legends. Who becomes Luke's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
An unknown... Let's
see, he is... Let's see, the character I was talking about. What? Wait, go back up to that. It's either... I think it's that guy. It's either this one or that one.
That one's dead.
Or
that one's dead. That one's confirmed killed.
Because
and then so is Plai Koon.
Because it's one. It has to be one of those three. Because one of those three are literally allowed to breed because they're the last of their kind.
Gotcha.
In essence, if it is Yoda's kid,
mm-hmm.
then Yoda has a broken Jedi code.
Yeah.
But we will never know.
Another unknown Yoda creature. Kyle Katron, which is from the Jedi Knight series of several books and video games? No? I don't remember. No, he's Mara Jade's mentor. Cal Kestis, which is what most people are thinking.
Jeremiah.
He's number 8 on this list, but this is the person that most people are thinking is going to be the person that finds Grogu. He was part of the Jedi Fallen Order post-Disney canon video game?
Yeah, the Fallen Order.
Then they're saying that
Din Djarin,
which is Mando, is going to find out that he's a Jedi, which that's not going to happen. Which is the other Yoda species that we were talking about. Mace Windu. Can we get a confirmation? We're never going to get confirmation whether Mace survived falling out the window. And if he did survive... Now, I understand episodes 4, 5, and 6. You know,
that was fun.
I'm sorry. If Mace survived that fall, they would have found a way to use Mace in Rebels.
You know what's funny? Looking at Mace Windu now as his character in the movie, he looks like he is Snoke. Yeah. If you throw the fucked up,
a little bit, yeah.
But given the writing of episode 8.
And then we got Quinlan Vos.
Mm-hmm.
From the Clone Wars. He fell in love with Asajj, who seduced him to the dark side, but later sacrificed herself to spare him. Then they're saying that Yoda is a Force ghost.
No, if
I doubt that.
No, if it's as a Force ghost, then that means any and everyone should. Exactly. Well, if Qui-Gon reached out to him,
holy shit! Yeah, I mean that honestly would be really cool, but. If it's a Force ghost, then you're telling me. They kind of did say. Now this is obviously before Episode 9. They did talk about how all the Jedi of the past live in all the Jedi of the future. So all the Jedi live inside of anybody who's Force sensitive, so to speak. I guess I don't. But I don't think it's Yoda. The two biggest possibilities is Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Possible, but doubtful. I think this is... And they've already said that people want Sebastian Stan to play a young Luke Skywalker. If they were to redo Luke's story... between episode 6 and episode 7, they want Sebastian Stan. You would think that with somebody who is as big as Sebastian Stan if he was to do this, people would have fucking found the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest person, the number one possibility, and being the fact that this is all related to Clone Wars and Rebels, the cartoon series, the number one possibility is Ezra Bridger. Which I'm okay with. Being the fact that there are so many references so far. And here, I'll pull it. I'll go back to it and just, right here.
Hey, y'all got like 2 days left until like fucking December. Can you cut off the mute?
Hold on, let me.
Sounds like you win.
Hold on.
Dude right here thought he had it too. Uh-huh. He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Grand Admiral.
Wrong.
Yeah, alright, hold on. So.
Now tell me. Where is your master? Where is Grand Admiral Thrawn?
Like, just name drop the motherfucker. Dude's dead. The last thing we saw was Ezra Thrawn going through fucking I can't even think of the word, but going through space with the fucking whale looking things. Like, what the fuck? Ezra's supposed to be dead. Thrawn's supposed to be dead.
But then again, Moff Gideon's supposed to be dead too.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly. You know. So you know, and then you go back a couple episodes to episode 4 when they're on Nevarro. It wasn't episode 4. It's episode 3, which is chapter 11, when Mando's helping the other Mandalorians with Bo-Katan. Obviously, Bo-Katan's looking for the fucking Darksaber.
Yep.
You know, and obviously she knows that Moff Gideon has the fucking Darksaber. So, you know, it's one of those, like, there's so much other shit going on. I'm waiting until we get Sabine. Mm-hmm. You know, some point we're going to get Sabine. And other people are thinking, because there was those episodes in Rebels where she was being trained how to use the Darksaber.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, oh, she's a Jedi, she's force sensitive. No, she was never not. She was never actually force sensitive. She was just being trained by Ezra and I can't even think of the other character's name. To learn how to fucking, you know, wield the lightsaber, not to actually be force sensitive. So,
right.
I am looking forward to next Friday's episode, or this Friday's episode, on Disney Plus, of actually what's going to happen, and who, you know, I don't think we'll actually find out. Now, people also
We're not going to find out just yet.
People have to understand, okay, we are 5 episodes in. There is only 8 episodes in total.
Mm-hmm.
We have episodes 6, 7, and 8. That is it. 3 episodes left. Do not expect to see a Grand Admiral Thrawn. You know, I doubt we'll see Ahsoka again. Now, granted, obviously, I would love to see Ahsoka again. But I doubt we're going to get Ahsoka again. I figure we'll probably get one more sighting of Bo-Katan and the other Mandalorians.
Mm-hmm.
Including Sasha Banks. You know, I think we'll get one other scene or one other clip with them, and we'll probably get one more scene from the Nevarro guys, you know, Cat Dune and the other
Madison.
So I don't think it's gonna be that much. I don't think we're gonna get a super lot. So
not yet. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
And this is at the weekly point where we have Little Miss Skittles on the show, so that way Rex can use the bathroom.
Yeah.
She needs her own theme song now. You know, since she's making so many appearances on the show, we gotta have
Miss
like a
little. Little Miss Skittles, take over for me. Why you the bathroom?
So, how are you doing?
Good.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So, what's up?
I'm watching, you know, Home Alone.
You're watching Home Alone.
But two, Lost in New York.
Oh, you're watching Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. So, how's the movie?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't Lost... Now, we also have Mrs. Skittles over here sitting next to us while we record. Isn't Lost in New York the one where Trump's in it? Yeah.
In his hotel.
Yeah, in the hotel. Yeah, that's what I thought. Have you seen the president yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because the president makes an appearance in that movie.
Because the part that I'm on is someone going into Kevin's house in the hotel.
Yeah. To be honest, I haven't seen that movie in years, so I don't remember. I don't remember. But you know what the really cool thing is right now, Little Miss Skittles?
What?
Is that as soon as Rex comes back, it's bedtime. Because it's after 9:30.
Yeah.
So it's bedtime as soon as Rex comes back.
No. Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's no. It's bedtime. Hold on. No. I think I gotta... hold on. Let me pull something up real quick.
What? Are you about to pull up?
Hold on.
I don't understand what you're about to put up. What?
I don't want to know what half of these are, but...
What?
Hold on. Remember, we don't own the copyrights to any of this shit.
Okay, what?
Uno momento. You gotta let it play. Hold on. It's 31 minutes of the same song. No, we're not letting it play for all 31 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
I don't even know how long this thing is.
Good night to you.
Good night to me.
Now close your eyes and go to sleep.
I was just informed our smallest kid listens to this
sweet
one.
Dreams tonight.
Now, if you're listening to this while driving, don't be falling asleep now.
Okay, yeah, do not.
And it's good night time for you. Well, Rex is still in the other room. He's done taking a piss, but he's now just playing with the other kids.
Yeah. Okay, now you can keep playing it.
No, I'm not going to play it. I don't need our listeners falling asleep behind the wheel.
Unless if they're driving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't need them falling behind this wheel while they're driving. Mm-hmm. So, what did I say?
You said falling behind the wheel.
Yeah, you know.
Same thing.
Same shit, you know.
Don't fall asleep behind the
maybe.
Don't fall asleep while driving. It's the same thing.
Maybe.
So, America, all right.
That don't mean shit.
So, as we discover your... Hold on. I don't remember all my buttons.
I just need you to get...
All right, here we go. This is going to be her theme song.
Oh.
I
need you to get real loose. Get comfortable.
And get the fuck out.
Grab your loved ones.
Gotcha.
And go to bed, because it's after bedtime.
So,
I don't really want to.
And guess what? To bed. Your mother will be in just a moment to tuck you in. I'm recording. It doesn't matter whether you're working or not. I'm recording.
I'm doing overtime.
I don't care. Okay, you can tuck the kids in tonight. It's not like you're. It's not like you're really.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a round of applause for Little Miss Skittles. We will see you next week.
Yep.
So
at some point. All right.
On Monday.
Put the camera. Take
yo ass. To bed. Hey, hold on, homie. Would you come over here?
What the fuck do you think you're doing? With my can of air.
You know what's funny?
There's like very little left.
You know what's funny? We used to inhale that shit back like in high school.
I never actually did.
You inhale that shit and you talk super slow. It's like the... This shit was fucking funny. Just do it. I did it one time and that was it. I was like, I ain't gonna do this shit no more.
All right, go get in bed. Go get in bed.
Like, you... Like, you know how with helium, your voice gets hella high and you talk and you talk slightly faster? Nah, with that shit, it's the opposite. Your voice gets hella low and you talk hella slower. Yep. Like, oh, shit.
Yo.
RKO out of nowhere. All right, later, man.
Okay, so.
I think there's one more missing.
Yeah.
He's on the tablet, I think.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so at the end of last week's episode, before I really forget, at the end of last week's episode, I made the comment of saying that Transformers sucks. Now, most of y'all are like, movies, honestly, the movies are bomb as fuck, whether you like them or not. I think they're all badass. But no, if you're a return listener, you'll know that the week before, I had mentioned and Rex had mentioned that we called my new car a Transformer. Now, I swear to God, the reason why Transformers suck is because I have now owned the car for 16 days, 17 days by the time you listen to this on Tuesday. 17 days. I've actually only been able to drive the fucking car for 5 days because the car has been in the shop for the last 12 days. And the worst fucking part is after I talked to the dealership today who's repairing the car, is that it could take up to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. It could take 3 months for me to get my car back. Now, guess who's got to spend all day on the fucking phone tomorrow? Because I got some bitching to do. As you're listening to this, I'll probably be on the phone fucking bitching people out. Because this shit's fucking ridiculous. I put $1,500 down on that car. It's what the car... It's the car that me and Mrs. Skittles wanted. Hey, you gotta go check the kids in.
I'm trying to finish the kids really quick.
Well, fine. But, I mean, I'm sorry. If you spend $1,500 on a fucking car, you should make... The car should fucking work.
True.
And DriveTime is a reputable dealer. It's a good dealership. There's nothing wrong with DriveTime. But I'm
except
sorry.
Except for this time.
Except for this fucking time. It's always my luck. Why is it got to be my luck?
No, it's funny. I came across something today on Facebook that says, just when life goes great, it starts to go get good, your car fucking fucks it up.
Dude, hold on. There's a scene that me and Mrs. Skittles were talking about. Hold on. Hold on. There's a scene. Fuck. What scene was it? It was, So, it's right here. All right, here we go.
And just when you think life can get any better?
Uh-huh.
The part when he catches a cancer?
Here we go. Now remember, we still don't own the rights to this shit.
Jinx? Huh? Where were you hiding that?
Nowhere. They say 1 month's salary, so,
You mean?
I do.
That's my line. I love you, Wade Wilson.
You're supposed to... So that's a...
Yes! Woo! Yes! Ha ha
ha! I feel just like a little girl. What if I just held on and never let go?
Just ride a bitch's back like Yoda.
Star Wars jokes.
Empire.
Jesus Christ, it's like I made you in a computer. Hey. Perfect. All right, V break. Shake it, yeah.
Here we go. This line right here.
Here's the thing. Life is an endless series of train wrecks with only brief commercial-like breaks of happiness. This had been the ultimate commercial break.
Just that line right there. It's fucking true as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I never realized how true. Like, you know, it's just a joke that they put in the movie and everything like that. But as you grow up and as you become a fucking adult, you realize how true as fuck that line really is. Life is just a fucking train wreck. Man, I swear. But, like, holy fuck, dude. Why is it the one time I buy a decent fucking car, has the least amount of miles on it, it's the newest type of car that I've ever owned, because I've never owned anything 2012 or newer. Like, and it's got the least amount of miles on it, it's the best car that I've ever owned, and now within 5 days of fucking getting it, it breaks down. You know, and now I could get the car back as early as tomorrow. But I could still go the rest of the year without a car. You know? So it's like, people, I need my car back.
Right?
You know.
So, what's up with Megatron?
Megatron. Why is Megatron trending? I mean, I know we were talking about
Eagles offensive coordinator Jim Schwartz told DK Metcalf, I was in Detroit with Megatron. You're not there yet. Ooh.
I mean, Metcalf is good, but I'm definitely not going to say he's fucking Megatron. Fucking Calvin Johnson worthy. I mean, Metcalf is good.
Metcalf hasn't made it to the Hopkins level yet.
Fuck no.
Or the Larry level yet.
Fuck no.
Maybe Julio Jones?
I mean, he's not even that point. I mean, he's not even the Michael Thomas. You know, I mean, okay, cool. I'd consider Metcalf somewhere in the top seven of wide receivers. But really? Like, all right, yeah, he had 177 yards and 10 catches. Great. But, okay. I'm sorry. You ain't even at the Tyreek Hill level.
And he's short.
Tyreek Hill had 13 catches for 269 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
So, Metcalf's not even on the fucking... So, come on, people.
Man.
Not even on the fucking Tyreek Hill level. And come on, you got just as good of a quarterback in Seattle as you do in Kansas City.
So I got a question for you real quick.
What's up?
I need your opinion on this. So, if you ask a girl, hey, you want to come and eat lunch with me or something like that? And she agrees to it.
Okay.
Do you believe that since you invited that person, should you pay for that person's meal if they decide to eat?
Yes and no. Oh, that's Becky. Becky looking good, pregnant. Yes and no. You invited the person to lunch. So the person that you're... The person that you invited could take that as you're willing to buy lunch. Then the other person could be one of those people who likes to live off of other people. You know, and whatnot, who likes to, you know, screw people out of money and talk shit behind people's backs and everything like that. Yes, that's what I was talking about. You know.
Damn.
But yet, you know, you got people who want free shit, you know. But then there's other people but then there might be somebody who can't afford it. And you just offered to take them out because that you want them to have that ability to go out. Not a problem. Don't have a problem with that. But then there's some people who don't want free, who want to pay for something.
My thing is establish that communication real fucking quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, okay, for example, if Martin hit you up and said, hey, you want to go to fucking Tilted Kilt, we all assuming that motherfucker's paying for it because 99% of the time he's paying for it.
Even then, I let him. I'm like, dude, I don't even have that type of money right now. Don't worry, I got it.
Exactly.
Now, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying is 99% of the time when we go, if Martin was to hit one of us up to go to fucking Tilted Kilt, he's gonna pay for it because that's what he's willing to do. But most of the time, if you're talking just to go to McDonald's or you're talking to go to Taco Bell or somewhere small like that, then I understand not paying for the other person. But again, like you just said, it's about communication and it's about, you know, having that, you know, just simple, like you just said, hey, you want to go to lunch? I ain't got the money for that right now. I'd love to, but I can't. Oh, hey, don't worry about it. I got you.
Now, what if this is a dude asking a girl out on a date? If that was...
There's a lot of social, politically correct things nowadays.
Because there's a video I saw.
I can't even think about... There's this British reality show, okay, that people get set up with blind dates. They go to this restaurant. It's always the same restaurant because it's always the same bartender and waitress, right? That are on the show. And the bartender is fucking hilarious and whatnot. But so these two are, you know, having a real nice dinner and everything like that. The check comes because they make the, you know, they cover it, but they want you to pay for it, and they'll refund the money because they want to see who pays for it and shit like that. There's this one time where I was watching it where they were going, check comes, and the dude picks it up and says, okay, I'll pay for it. The chick's like, no, I'll pay for it. And the dude's like, I got it. And she's like, no, you know, this doesn't need to be a typical, you know, societal, you know, date. You know, I can pay for mine or I can pay for the whole thing. Just let me, you know, and the chick was fucking rich too, right? But obviously the dude always wants, the guys always want that, just that manly feeling of being able to pay for it and prove that they can take care of the chick and everything like that. They ended up splitting the check.
Before you continue, if you want to know if I could take care of you, if I can pay if we end up moving into an apartment and I can take care at least three out of five bills, and I only allow you to take care of the one measly bill. Then that's it. There you go. But there's the ones where it's like.
But they ended up like splitting the check, and then so after they get done, they go and they're talking, they're doing their post-date interviews and everything like that, and they come together, and the producers ask, "Do you want to go on another? Would you guys go on another date?" And the chick pops off with, if he's going to insist on paying for it, then no. I'm just like, all right. Like, if you're going to fucking pay for it, I'll go out with you. And the chick was fine, too. But she even stated in her little bio and everything like that, she was fucking rich. She had a ton of money. She was, I don't remember exactly what she did, but she, you know, she boasted about having money that she could take care of somebody. And in that aspect, hey, good for you, man. I've told Mrs. Skittles, if anything ever happens between her and I, and we separate, fuck marrying for love again. Fuck that. I'm finding a sugar mama. I'm getting... I'm fucking... Fuck that. I'm getting taken care of. Yeah. You know, I'm finding some rich bitch. You know?
Saying goes, first time it's for love, second time it's for money.
Fuck yeah.
And the third time, you just kill your spouse.
You're just a dumbass if it's more than twice. Unless you repeat... Unless
you're... If it's more than twice, then you just playing with yourself.
if you're repeating... Marriage number two, because marriage number two died, then I understand that.
If it's more, if it's your third marriage, you're going to be on the Investigation Discovery Channel or Snapped.
So yeah. If it's your third marriage, she will watch you on TV. And either you either be on Ridiculousness or Unsolved Mysteries. 2031.
Right?
So pretty much the video I saw was this dude asked his girl out if she wanted to go eat with him or something like that. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along eating and talking and everything like that, the girl lost interest in him. He's like, and he picked up on it. He was like, okay, so then that's the case. Then bill split. You pay for your shit, I pay for mine.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are calling this dude scumbag, and I mean, you're not even a real gentleman if you don't do that, and blah blah blah.
But then again, if it was never established that he was paying for the chick, then you can't really complain all too much, you know. Like if I said, you know, like for example, when you and I go to fucking Enders, you know, it's like somebody's going to go into fucking
Triangle.
You know, it's either, hey, we got money for ourselves, or fuck, you know, Mrs. Skittles don't get paid until next week. All right, I'll cover you. Or, hey, you don't got the money, I'll cover you. You know, it's right? it's one of those things, though, that, you know, it's just one of those things, though, that if it's not established beforehand, then it can get to the point where there's a lot of confusion and people, it's just fucking miscommunication.
The best comment I've seen was, I don't look at the names when I read the comments. I just read the comments.
Oh yeah.
And the comment said, y'all can't have it both ways. Like, he's leaning more towards, he's talking more to the women, but he's also saying this goes for guys too. Mm-hmm. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot sit there and say, oh, I'm independent, I don't need no motherfucker, or I don't need no man, I don't need no woman, da, 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 da. And then when it comes around the dating time, you want them to pay it.
Yep.
He basically stated that shit, and there were a few that was like, oh, you're so stupid for that. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are some people that are actually like, you know what? That makes actual total fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shit be whack.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
All right. So what else?
Shit.
Songs of the week.
Yeah. Hey, you got one?
I could come up with one. This is called Let Me See Them Titties by Rex.
And if anybody's asking, the song that we played to open, yeah, so each week between now and Christmas we're going to be playing a Christmas song to start the week and to start the show, from different people. The artist we opened with, what did we Holly Jolly Christmas, from Idina Menzel, aka Elsa. So that's my favorite from her Holiday Wishes album, which is my favorite holiday album of all time. So do you got yours? We never actually prepare for this.
I'm gonna go ahead and figure mine out real quick. See where I gotta see where the part I want.
Are you doing the song that we heard in the car? The one we were in Flex's car?
Oh shit. You know what? I wasn't even gonna do that one, but you know what?
Oh shit. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, I'll go with the song that I got out. It's Legend by The Score. See, I found that song scrolling through Facebook one day, and it's one of those just like, what is it? It's one of those videos where people just put shit together, and it's, they try to match songs with like a movie or something like that. I found that song while I was doing that. So Rex had to use the fucking bathroom again. So, if anybody's been watching it, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still on, and they've been doing Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and David Chang won the $1 million today. He is the chef and Ugly Delicious star, and became the first celebrity ever to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The winnings will go to a charity of his choice, which is the Southern Smoke Foundation. And we got a clip here of him winning it, so let's take a listen.
Because having $1 million right now at this moment is a game changer for many, many families. And yes, $500,000 is as well. And I want to say no. Just take the money.
So the question is, although he and his wife never touched the light switch for fear of being shot, who was the first president to have electricity in the White House?
I didn't do well enough in school.
Grant, Harrison, Arthur, or Johnson?
So I just want to go over the stakes here. You've got $500,000. If you get this right, you'll win $1 million. You know that. If you don't, you drop all the way down to $32,000. So, for all intents and purposes, $468,000 is at stake right now. No celebrity in the 20 years that this show has been on has ever won $1 million.
Which is
crazy.
How
many of them have gotten the last answer wrong? Well,
that's the statistic I wouldn't want to know.
As I recall, had the right answer, but Regis talked him out of it.
Oh my God.
So
no one's ever gone.
No celebrity has ever won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the 20 years that it's been on.
As much as I want to walk away,
David Chang
embarrassment
became the first person today
for getting it wrong.
He's got $1 million. He's got $500,000. Right, but if he gets this question wrong, he drops to $32,000.
And
so it's one of those
things are, things are pretty bad, and this is so hard. I never imagined I would be in this position. And I've always told myself I'm going for the $1 million, so I'm going to let my stupid confidence, bravado, win out. I'm going to go final answer. B, Benjamin Harrison, final answer. God, no.
Well, you're no Norm MacDonald. And I'm no Regis, we all know that. God, I wish I was. But David Chang, your metallic testicles just won you $1 million for your charity.
So, I mean, that's cool. He won it for the Southern Smoke Foundation, so y'all can go look that one up if you guys want to. But no, the statistic that I was saying was that no celebrity has ever won $1 million in the 20 some odd years that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been around. One other celebrity has gotten to the $1 million question, had the right answer, but Regis talked him out of it. And he was saying that how many times has a celebrity got there and got the question wrong?
Damn.
I'm like, I would not want to be that statistic. That's right, sure.
So you played your song of the week?
Yeah, I played mine.
All right, so here's my ignorant shit of the week. Shit's fucking fun. To me, the shit's funny. This is Fun Time by BFB the Pac-Man featuring Wiz Khalifa. Listen to the shit this motherfucker be saying.
Kelly, don't touch kids, I'm trying to touch a brick. I'm not talking gang shit when I say I gotta drop a six. I fuck on TikTok, not Pornhub, because I be nut quick. Holy moly, gonna shop, sir, hold the fly. I see Whoopi Goldberg naked when I close my eyes. That's not dog shit, big unk, you got a lot of fives. I fuck ugly bitches like a nigga that ran out of dimes. I think I'm ready to jump out the window. I wonder what Big Sean was sipping.
This shit's so fucking funny.
He said, I fuck on TikTok, not Pornhub, because I bust quick. Holy fucking shit. there's another line he says where he said his girl sucked dick so good that he looked down at it and his toes was missing. Holy fuck.
Wait. Go back just a few seconds to that part that we just played. Because Mrs. Skittles is sitting in the room, but we have headphones on, so obviously Mrs. Skittles can't hear what we're actually listening to or whatnot. So I'm going to take my headphones off and give them to her, so that way she could actually listen to that same part that we just played. You know, so
I'm going to like this song just because of the stupidity.
So Rex is going to hit the play button, and we're going to listen to the same part of the song again, but this time we're going to get Mrs. Skittles' reaction. Go ahead.
And a lamb, dog. This nigga trying to be funny. The fuck? I can't fucking fit. I'm not R. Kelly. Don't touch kids. I'm trying to touch a brick. I'm not talking gang shit when I say I gotta drop a six. I fuck on TikTok, not Pornhub, because I be nut quick. Holy moly, gonna shop, sir. Hold the fly. I see Whoopi Goldberg naked when I close my eyes. That's not dog shit, big unk. You got a lot of fives. I fuck ugly bitches like a nigga that ran out of dimes. I think I'm ready to jump out the window.
He made the car about R. Kelly. I'm like, what?
The R. Kelly movie shit. It was the R. Kelly,
right? Wasn't the fucking hilarious shit. It was the R. Kelly comment that got her. Speaking of R. Kelly, y'all should go watch the fucking Trapped in the Closet, the fucking videos. Oh my god. Oh shit.
Did you know?
Like, holy fuck, dude. Like,
the shit is. You can't front that the shit that he came out when he came out with that shit, he was ahead of his time for that shit.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Didn't he make a one about a midget?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all the same series.
It's all the same song.
Is it all the same series?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking hilarious. Once we're done recording, I'll pull them up for you because
you know what else is hilarious? It's hilarious. Trapped in a drive thru by Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep. Yep.
Y'all at Del Taco a couple of months ago.
Right. Oh, ain't that the truth?
All right. You know what's funny? We didn't talk about sports.
I was just thinking that. I was legitimately.
All right. So let's go ahead and sports this one out. Then we'll get the fuck out of here. Or you want.
I don't really give a shit. My Texans won. Your Niners won.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
The Raiders got blown the fuck out. Tyreek Hill went fucking crazy on Sunday. 269, 13 catches, 3.
The leading team in Coca-Cola, in the Coca-Cola League, beat the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's twice. I think that's twice in a row that the Falcons have played and haven't choked the lead.
Right. Hold on. Uno momento. Daniel Jones from.
Danny Dimes.
Daniel Jones from fucking, whatchamacallit?
Fuck.
New York got hurt, so Colt McCoy came in and won them the game. New England beat Arizona.
I remember when the Niners had Colt McCoy and then we let him go.
Yeah, I know, right? Washington beat the fuck out of Dallas on Thanksgiving. Buffalo beat the Chargers. Miami beat the fuck out of the Jets. Derrick Henry beat Indy. Cleveland barely beat Jacksonville. Minnesota inched out a win over Carolina.
Today was actually supposed to be a Ravens versus Cowboys, I think.
No, it was Ravens versus Pittsburgh. Hold on. We'll get to that in just a second. New Orleans, and I feel bad for Denver for this one. All four quarterbacks that are on the roster for Denver had to miss Sunday's game.
Yeah.
One of them tested positive for COVID. The other three were in close contact with him, so the league put them on the COVID reserves. And instead of postponing the game, they had to play with a wide receiver as their quarterback, who played college football for 2 years, or played quarterback in college football for 2 years. So it wasn't like they were fucking, you know. It's been years since he's played. You guys kicked a game-winning field goal in the game. Kansas City just inched out a win over Tampa Bay.
Even though they were dominating them.
Fuck yeah, they were, dude.
Fucking A.
Fuck yeah. Green Bay beat Chicago. This is Monday Night Football. Seattle beat Philly. Now, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. This game, I swear to God, keeps getting postponed. So, it was a Thanksgiving game, Thanksgiving night game. It got postponed until Sunday morning. Then they postponed it until Monday afternoon. Then they posted it to Tuesday night. Now it got postponed until Wednesday morning.
There's another game that got postponed to
the Thursday night game next week got postponed until Monday or Tuesday next week. There's so many different games that are just getting postponed and pushed. Now there's even talks that they're going to actually postpone the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game from Wednesday night to Thursday and make that the Thursday night game. And then the Baltimore game that's next week, which is week 13, has been postponed till Monday.
And that's the Baltimore Cowboys game.
No. The Baltimore game that's next week was not the Thursday night game. It was their Sunday game.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it got postponed, but it wasn't it wasn't Thursday night game. I don't remember what game.
That's the game that they were talking about that got pushed.
Well, yeah, it's getting pushed because Baltimore's game. And now Pittsburgh's game against Washington. I think it's Washington that they play next week.
Dude, if Pittsburgh loses to Washington.
Oh, I know, right? I don't even see Pittsburgh on here. Oh, there it is. It got pushed to Monday already.
Yeah.
So now they've talked about pushing that possibly as well. So, and you guys got the Monday night game next week against Buffalo. So, in the world of other sports, this weekend was the Tyson Jones fight. It ended in a fucking tie. Both fighters have already talked about possibly coming back for a rematch.
Sometime
in March.
About that fight, I don't know if this is true or not, but they had a clause where neither could knock the other one out or something like that.
I'm not sure. I didn't hear about that one.
Like, I've seen it pop up quite a few times. I'm like, okay, what the fuck?
No, when it makes sense.
But
okay. I mean, it could be. I mean, they could have, but I doubt that. It's a boxing match. I doubt that. And then on the undercard, it was fucking Nate Robinson and
Jake Paul.
That Jake Paul knocked Robinson out in the second round.
You know what's the fucked up thing about it? Is not, like, shouts out to both for for the fight and everything like that. But it's the memes that came after. Yeah. Someone said Nate Robinson heard like, share, comment, and subscribe before hitting the mat.
There was one that I saw earlier.
It's worse.
There was one I saw earlier and just said, I added the Nate Robinson pose to my yoga routine.
No. That's fucked up.
So next month, January. So I can't say next month. Well, actually, I can, because by the time you listen to this, this is it'll be December. But next month in January, Conor McGregor's fighting in the UFC. They've already confirmed it. He's already signed the contract for it. After Jake Paul knocked out Nate Robinson, he has called out Conor McGregor. Jake Paul wants to fight Conor McGregor in a boxing fight. Can we get that? I would love to see Jake Paul get his ass whooped.
Now, here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
Now, here's the
Floyd Money Mayweather is the greatest boxer of all time. And the simple fact that Conor McGregor beat his ass for 10 fucking rounds proves that McGregor's got the skills to be in the ring with anybody.
Before gassing out.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. Oh, shit. Excuse me. So that's what I'm saying. I would love to see that fight just simply for the fact that it would beat the fuck out of fucking Jake Paul.
So, this is the thing. So, back to the whole Nate Robinson and Jake Paul fight. Here's one of the things I came across, and I think we can end the show on this one, unless you got anything else.
I'm good.
All right, so. RIP to the person of the last person on this reply chain. to two people on this reply. So, it's a picture of Nate Robinson acting as, you know, the Twitter memes where it has people writing stupid shit out and shit. So, at Nate Robinson post, just woke up. What happened? Who won the fight? Oh. Wait, hold on. Notorious B.I.G. replies, "You didn't do too well, bro. This is a different type of Twitter now." Aaron Hernandez tweets, "Skulls."
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I laughed. I laughed on this one. Mm. It was so wrong, but I couldn't. It's so wrong, but I couldn't help it. It was funny to me.
That's just wrong.
Says you in the this man Jake Paul sent Nate Robinson to the shadow realm of Yu-Gi-Oh. All right.
Speaking of fucking Yu-Gi-Oh and card games and everything like that, if you're interested in playing Digimon, the new card game, go check out Ender's Games. Google them, Ender's Games in Clovis. And fucking Digimon should be available on their website. So go check them out. So we good? Get the fuck out of here?
You know what?
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better a choice of words that I can't use to explain.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.